It's Monday morning, and dozens of students are playing music in the high school band room. That's not entirely unusual, but who the students are is. They're the cream of the crop from all over Southeast. They first auditioned with their school's music director, and then directors from throughout the region got together and made the final list.
Good. 111.
Directing the students at the front of the room is Chris Harshman. He's a music teacher from Whidbey Island, Washington. He's here to give the honors students a different perspective on playing music.
So the thing is, though, every time you play, you got to self-correct, right? Assess yourself. How did I do? I could do better than that. I was too loud there. Sometimes quieter is better. Sometimes a smoother articulation is better.
The students have known the music choices for a while now, but this is the first time they get to practice it together. Standing at the back of the room with other percussionists is Maddie Whitethorn, a 16-year-old from Petersburg.
I am one of the 12 percussionists playing in the honor band, so I play timpani, bass drum, percussion two, mallets, a wind gong.
And what are we standing next to?
Right now we're standing next to a marimba, and Petersburg School District doesn't own one, so one was brought here, and I get to play it, and I've never played it before, so it's really, really fun.
What's it like playing it for the first time?
Well, the instrument itself is kind of like a mixture between a xylophone and a vibraphone, and it's loud.
How many keys are there? It looks like a lot to
me. I'd have to count.
Looks like a lot to me. Yeah. How do you know which one to play?
Well, it's kind of like a piano. I play piano, and it has the same notes as bells and xylophone and all those instruments.
So there are some instruments here that Petersburg doesn't have?
Yeah, a lot of the instruments up in the percussion section Petersburg doesn't own.
So far, how's it going for you here?
Really good. I was kind of nervous because I've never participated in an honor band before, but it's a lot funner than I thought it would be. So.
In what way?
It's just really cool because everyone who's here really wants to be here, and we're all kind of at the same level, so the band sounds really good.
Also playing in honors band is Roy Hayes. He's 17 years old, and he's one of two students from Klawock on Prince of Wales Island. Back home, there are only 13 students in his school band.
I play the contrabass clarinet. It is a lot lower than a regular clarinet.
What made you decide to play that?
It was just a really weird instrument in our school, and I wanted to play it. No one else was playing it.
So you have experience. This is your third time. How's it going for you this year?
This year it's going a lot better. I actually practiced before coming here. The other 2 years I did not practice.
So you know the songs you're going to play?
Yes, I do.
How is it different for you, this kind of experience, compared to regular band at Klawock?
We play a lot harder music here than we do in Klawock.
Is that like a good thing?
Yes, I like it. Makes me happy to play harder music.
Over at the Wright Auditorium, Honors Choir students have been practicing their songs. Soon, the two groups will come together to showcase their work in a community concert. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.